Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Coming up in 20 minutes, Chris Harrington's going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on how the news that Jaren Jackson Jr. has had a procedure to repair turf toe will impact the Memphis Grizzlies. George, I do think there is something to the fact that the name having the word turf in it, we just can't envision it as a basketball injury. And I know, like, that's the other thing. Like, last night, I was texting with George, like, since when did turf toe become a surgery type injury? And of course, you put that out on X. Well, you know about Darius Garland, right? I get it. There's different degree. Not all sprains are the same. Not all tears are the same. I understand that. It's not something that is commonly done.
No, I think the other big thing with it is if they had just in the actual report had put what the actual injury is, not turf toe, it sounds a heck of a lot different when you're like, oh, he has a grade whatever metatarsal sprain that damaged ligaments in his foot. That sounds a heck of a lot different than, oh, he needs surgery for turf toe.
So,
you know what I mean?
I think I'll take up for them here. They take so much heat for being
too technical.
Right. Like when they use the medical, like the, it sounds like
the ankle laxity.
Yeah, it sounds like you're like, you've got a medical textbook in front of you. And so, like, I will give them credit on that. Like, they told us it was turf toe. Like, in previous times, they would have, whatever the medical definition and lexicon is for turf toe, they would have given us that. But there's also something about it. Turf toe doesn't feel like a basketball injury.
It does not.
Again, it also doesn't, like, even in football now, it's like, well, we got rid of AstroTurf. Like, once we got grassy turf, turf toe went away. Like, it was a much more frequent thing with AstroTurf. I understand, for everyone out there, none of this scientifically makes any sense, but this is how our sports brains work.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially, like I just said, a toe sprain that damaged the ligaments in your toe.
The only thing I would wonder a little about, are the Grizzlies dipping their toe into preemptive surgeries? Because,
I mean,
turf toe normally is a thing that, ice and Advil.
Yeah,
stay off it.
Stay off it. Give it a couple. Okay, cool. Turf toe, you get 2 games.
Yeah.
Give you 3 weeks to really
and
work
again,
it out.
For everyone out there yelling about Darius Garland, I understand.
Darius Garland, mind you, missed playoff games and then came back and played on it when he wasn't healthy, and you could tell.
Wasn't healthy. He was also awesome. That was, I think.
Oh, he was great, but like you could tell at some point.
Oh yeah, and the non-biased observer. That's when you knew the Cavs were cooked. When he had that game, when he had like 50. Was it game 2?
Played.
When he came back, they blew like the there was another like blowing a 8-point lead with 45 seconds.
Yeah, he had played. Gosh, what did he play? He played the last. That was a 5-game series. He played the last 3 of it. I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was game 2 or maybe it was game 3. There was a game where he was heroic and like you got what you needed and then they still lost. That was when you're like, oh, okay, they're
and then
this is over.
For the rest of the series that he did play, how'd he look?
Well, there's also this is I don't know if this is a problem with the NBA because I think another issue is I think a lot of teams are kind of figuring it out as they go, but it doesn't help when you hear, well, if he had this during the regular season, he'd be shut down for a month, but he's going to play game 3. And it's like,
exactly.
Okay, so what are we doing here? Are we saying the regular season's a joke? Are we saying the regular season's a preseason? Or are we saying like I understand life is about risk and reward, like to a certain degree. It also feels like now everyone's admitting out loud, like, the only thing that matters is the playoffs.
Yeah.
And also, don't scream at me and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about when I say your regular season's got a problem.
I think, and just to compare it to, because this happens all the time, I mean, we see it with every single sport. Anytime a team is eliminated from the playoffs, laundry list.
Oh, yeah. Well,
laundry
we call this
list.
A LeBron.
Laundry list of injuries, right?
Well, like, remember, it was like right on cue. They got bounced. The Lakers got bounced
in
5 games. He had an MCL sprain that literally like, would have sidelined him for 5 years. It's like, well, he is 40.
Well, touch different there. Uh-huh. Yeah. But why does it seem like, especially now, maybe is it the visibility of it, but if we're looking at some of these other sports, in football, unless it's absolutely catastrophic, how many times do we actually hear about the injuries before a team gets eliminated? We don't.
Okay.
In hockey.
Here's the, well, I was going to say.
Same thing.
But the problem also in hockey, though, is the number one
They're
story
all
is
insane.
Like, well, you always hear, you know, after the season, like, well, he was playing with a ligament that was off the bone. They do that move.
Yeah.
Like, they do that. Well, he was really playing with a broken leg. The problem is...
Is it just visibility? Because all those other sports, players are wearing lots of padding. You don't get to see them as well. With basketball, I mean, especially with the rash of Achilles injuries, you can see it. Turf toe can happen. Okay, we saw him slip and twist and do all that. We can see where the injury probably occurred.
So I definitely think there is an element of we didn't see it.
Yeah.
And so I think the other problem, though, is rightly or wrongly, basketball players have a reputation of being soft, and particularly with the injuries. They don't want to come back and whatnot. Now, the larger issue is, number one, the number of games. Number two,
true,
the amount of, now that we've introduced pace, space, the amount of running around and whatnot that you see throughout the course of a game has clearly increased impact on joints, ligaments, whatnot. I can understand
absolutely all
of this. I do wonder, though, again, I pointed this out. The NBA did a little bit of the self-serving study, but they did conduct the study, which means it has to be repeatable. I'm still not as convinced that load management prevents you from getting hurt. And primarily for the reason of what we're seeing with Jaren. They may not be playing a game. They're all playing basketball.
Yeah, in some kind of way, be it pickup or... I mean, this is reported as an off-season workout.
I mean, my interpretation was he was playing pickup.
Yeah. pretty much.
And it's the same thing. It's like, that's what, and what, where the league won't be honest, or teams in particular. I think the league knows it's a problem. And hence, they conduct a study that says, hey, there's no proof that load management.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It works. They know it's a problem. But the teams are going to do exactly what they want to do because, well, they're the ones paying the players. And it's now gotten to this point where you're paying so much money that you start viewing the players as financial assets. And you're therefore you become way, way more risk averse. It's the same thing that we saw with horse racing. When you've got a horse that can go for a stud fee that suddenly becomes worth $25 million, you're a little less apt to run him when it doesn't matter. But if you've got a bunch of guys that are making $6, $7 million, well, they're going to play. They got to play. When guys start making this amount of money, you start treating it like it's an asset. Like, okay, we have to be cautious. The only concern that I have is it felt like with Edie, they were dipping their toe into the preemptive surgery. Not saying that anyone made an improper call. This felt, and maybe it's the lack of information about it, this felt like going from 0 to 10 in the, he has turf toe, we got to have surgery.
Yeah. Especially with the, because I'm with you 100% on Edie. That is a preemptive surgery.
Yep.
That is, this is an actual condition. Like, there is a way to fix this, because if we don't, it's not going to get any better.
Right.
It's going to continue to be a problem.
It's already been a problem for him. This addresses it, and we think this is for the best.
Whereas with Jaren, I do think it's a lack of information, because it is at core a sprain. What grade is it? What other information is out there? Is it a tear, actually? I mean, we're talking about it like his toe could be just dangling. It might not be fully there, you know?
There's no question the other issue is the term turf toe. It's almost better just be like, he's got torn ligaments in his toe. He needed surgery. It's like, we would accept that a little bit easier.
Yeah, whereas, and I think that's kind of what I was getting at earlier, but I don't disagree in that the Grizzlies specifically have been very bad about trying to almost this
hide
is the
op- or like
it, this it, is the opposite. They have also this is too vague, and they're trying to hide. They've also been way too specific at times.
Yeah,
and also like it's the same move, just one's too specific, one's too vague. This feels too vague, where we're like, okay, but people have turf toe all the time, and they don't have surgery. Why is this different?
Right, and really the core issue. Because, like, to my point of they're damned if they do, damned if they don't,
yeah.
Like, of which approach, the core issue is that you are just so secretive and you feel like you're always hiding information. We don't trust you. That's what it kind of comes down to.
Pretty much. It's especially like when it comes to
injury.
My phone just pinged with the Grizzlies PR account.
Yes.
What is it this time?
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's no question that is a huge part of it. It's like, basically, anytime they release... And the interesting thing to me is when Kleiman talks, like, yes, you can criticize the substance of what he says, but I think he's a better talker than he gets credit for.
Oh, yeah.
More times than not, like,
he's pretty good in front of a mic.
Correct. But when you, like, this is, and I just don't think they get it. Or they either don't get it or they don't care. But this is a proven formula. With the lack of information, transparency, talking, speculation will always occur. If you don't tell us, people are going to speculate.
Oh, yeah.
This is, but they, sports teams have never gotten it. I remember when I was covering Ole Miss, it's the same thing. This desire to control the message, it always just, it blows up in your face because now people don't trust you.
But the thing is, with a lot of these, I'm going to say other in this case, because this also is a reference to another league, there's also now the expectation for the details. Whereas with the NHL, they have cut out all expectations. Lower body, upper body. That's it. Until it gets reported what it actually is, usually after the season, to which to me, cuts it out completely. But now, you guys, the NBA can't just pick that up. There's the expectation now of, they can't just say,
toothpaste
hey,
out of the
bingo. Jaren, tube. Imagine if the entire time it's been Vince out, lower body. GG out, lower body.
Okay, but here's, I'll go with you. I'm not saying you're wrong, because there is the problem of...
But if that was if that's what it was the entire time, it'd feel a lot different than if they tried to just start doing that.
Right. I would also say, though, rightly or wrongly, hockey players have the reputation of if a guy... I know it's changed a little bit now that you can manipulate, you can add a player.
Yeah.
With the if somebody gets hurt at the end of the season, if you sit him down an extra month, you might be able to get another player. I understand sure. that has complicated things. But in general, the reputation is if a hockey player's not playing...
Something's real bad.
And the reputation of an NBA guy that's not playing is,
he stubbed his pinky toe.
He could play, but he doesn't want to right now. Fairly or not.
Sure.
But I mean, like, I keep going back to the same thing. It's like, with this injury, he would have been shut down a month, but he's going to play game three. And so that doesn't compute with us.
Yeah. I think it might start to a little bit more, especially after what we saw with Halliburton in the finals. Because a lot of people kind of saw that coming, not in a negative, not deserve any kind of way, but calf strain.
Yeah, no, calf strain's pre-Achilles.
Exactly.
I've been making this joke for like 6 years.
And then when it finally happens in front of the whole world in the finals, it's, whoa!
Well, but then it's the same problem, though, of...
He probably shouldn't have been playing.
Well, then you have this like weird culture of, we saw... Like, I was thinking about how different this was.
Tatum didn't have a calf strain, did he? Or was that just kind of a
no? Well, they said like he's dealing with a leg.
That's right.
I don't remember if they specifically said calf, but it was
gotcha. But, yeah, because that was from the series before.
But
yeah.
You could see when he was on the sideline, he was doing the Theragun on his calf and whatnot. It's like they kept it vague, but like I think about these two different situations. When Durant popped his Achilles in the finals, everyone's like, You don't know that was an Achilles. He's like, yes, I do. He had a calf strain, and he just went down like he was shot. It was a torn Achilles. And then now, with Halliburton, we were showing it like 17 times.
Are like we just desensitized to watching someone's calf
I guess,
just lose all structure?
I think what actually happened is you can use the you can't say that if you're right.
Okay.
The problem is when you keep coming up wrong, we're like, yeah, no, I can keep saying that. Yeah. I'm batting 1,000, you're 0-for-1. Like, sit down.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what it boils down to. All right, let's talk about the actual impact with the Grizzlies with somebody smart. We'll do that with Chris Harrington next. Also, during hour number two, Sam Hardiman's going to join the program. We'll discuss the latest civic issues with him when we come back during hour number two on the Jeff Calkins Show. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.